But Reynolds's mother told her of a last desperate measure that might offer hope. Neurosurgeon Robert Spetzler at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona, was a specialist and pioneer in a rare, dangerous, but sometimes necessary technique called hypothermic cardiac arrest, or Operation Standstill. He would take her body down to a temperature so low that she was essentially dead, but then bring her back to a normal temperature before irreversible damage set in. At a low temperature, the swollen vessels that burst at the high temperatures needed to sustain human life become soft. Then they can be operated upon with less risk. Also, the cooled brain can survive longer without oxygen, though it obviously cannot function in that state. So, for all practical purposes, Reynolds would actually be dead during the surgery. But if she didn't agree to it, she would soon be dead anyway, with no hope of return. So she consented. As the surgery began, her heart was stopped, and her EEG brain waves flattened into total silence. During a cardiac arrest, the brain's electrical activity disappears after 10 to 20 seconds. Her brainstem and cerebral hemispheres became unresponsive, and her temperature fell to 60 degrees Fahrenheit, as opposed to the usual 98.6 degrees. When all of Reynolds's vital signs were stopped, the surgeon began to cut through her skull with a surgical saw. At that point, she reported that she felt herself pop outside her body and hover above the operating table. From her out-of-body position, she could see the doctors working on her lifeless body. She observed, "I thought the way they had my head shaved was very peculiar. I expected them to take all of the hair, but they did not." She described with considerable accuracy for a person who knew nothing of surgical practice the Midas Rex bone saw used to open skulls. Reynolds also heard and reported later what was happening during the operation and what the nurses in the operating room had said. At a certain point, she became conscious of floating out of the operating room and traveling down a tunnel with a light. Deceased relatives and friends were waiting at the end of this tunnel, including her long-dead grandmother. She entered the presence of a brilliant, wonderfully warm and loving light, and sensed that her soul was part of God, and that everything in existence was created from the light, the breathing of God. This extraordinary experience ended when Reynolds's deceased uncle led her back to her body. She compared re-entering her body to plunging into a pool of ice, perhaps not surprisingly, given that her body had been cooled to well below normal temperature.